Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. So then coming out into the world, having a very different foundation, having a very different way of looking at the world, suddenly you're in it. You're among them. And so what was that like for you? And then I'll switch this up to, you know, what's happening in your neck of the woods in terms of the world and more about the recovery work that you do. But I'm just curious, a lot of people are very worried about suddenly sort of falling down into the lowly creatures of the world, you know, who are non-believers. And now you're one of them. What's that like?
Well, in the beginning, we felt as we were living in no man's land, you didn't know where to belong to or with what group of people. We didn't know how to connect with the people outside. We were still so confused. So in the beginning, it was more about disentangling what was happening in our own brain. We couldn't make sense out of it. We couldn't understand or explain even to others what was difficult for us. We tried to keep up appearances, so to speak, to the world outside as if it would be a relief to leave the organization. But we were also lost in not knowing what to do next. So how to trust people if the people you trusted your whole life long weren't trustworthy? So if they are not trustworthy, while you gave your heart and soul, then how to trust people who were described as being part of Satan's world? That just doesn't make sense. Either you trust them too much because you think, well, they are lying, so they must then speak the truth. So in the beginning, you have to become balanced because at first it's so black and white. We were still discovering a lot of things. For instance, circular reasoning. That was something that we were brought up with, circular reasoning. Just, okay, A is true, that's why. So it's all coming down to just one assumption or one conviction. And we would really reason and go into depth into a subject and thinking about the pros and the cons and then decide what to do and what to think about it. That was something new for us. Just to have a balanced view, you first have to know what you like and what you don't like and to figure out who you are. And for us, that was just all new. So we often made a joke about it with the children because at the time we left, our children were 13 and 10. So they were at the beginning, actually, of going to high school and make all of these changes. And they were allowed now to celebrate birthdays, Christmas, all kinds of celebrations that they never did. So we never did that until that time. But it felt so awkward. It felt so not us. So that's something that you really have to get used to. What do I think about it now? And where do I base it upon? Why do I do this? Do I like it? Or do I just want to look like people in that group or want to look like the neighbors? No, I don't. So we were still struggling in getting to know ourselves, what we like, and also figuring out, because that was one of the things I was very interested in, to figure out why people do what they do and why actually we did what we did. And there were so many questions in my head that needed to be answered. And the first 5 years were really dark years because both of my parents died. Yeah, all of these friendships that we thought were very deep and sound and solid, they all just one by one just left, didn't want to speak to us anymore. We were not allowed to explain why we left. We were just shut out from one day to the next. And that breaks you in a way, but not completely, because you still have the feeling, yes, but I really believe that the step that we took, that it was important. It was important to just stay true to ourselves. We didn't want to participate in this, and we really did good research in why we did that, that's something different than figuring out who you are. Because that was about convictions, about interpretations of a Bible or a belief system. But that's something else than who you are at the core. What do you like? Where do you base your choices upon? Do you still believe in this book as being the book of God or not? So all the existential questions also came passing by, and we couldn't avoid them. We had feelings of those first 5 years. We were constantly busy trying to make sense out of what happened and getting to know ourselves.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.